It's funny because I'm looking at these polls that are saying that Joe Biden tested better on compassion. Yeah, that's all from COVID, right? Because he went to COVID fear. So he went off of notes, trying to just channel his old self. It looks like Trump's strategy going in was to just try and make Biden as uncomfortable as possible. Try to get under his skin, which worked. Now, a lot of people are going to say, Trump was interrupting and this and that, and it was terrible. He was double covered by Wallace and Biden. He either takes command of the stage and runs the show, or he's going to get dominated like Romney or any of your country club Republicans. That's why we voted for Trump in 2016, because he doesn't take it from these people. And if you actually thought Trump was going to have he was going to become some amazing orator, that's pretty much what you saw last night was Trump and he did not do great in the three debates in 2016. He had moments like he did last night, but overall his debate performances were actually pretty But the strategy was to make Joe uncomfortable, was to push back. Of course, realizing that Chris Wallace was going to sub in halfway and start debating Trump on all these talking points. Because at one point, it did seem like Chris Wallace was debating President Trump. But how is this being perceived? What's the narrative? Trump's a madman. And what did I tell you yesterday? The point of Joe Biden in this debate was not to have any kind of clear-cut victory. It was about sound bites. It was about taking pieces here and there, cherry-picking the 90 or so minutes, and cutting them up and putting them out there. The white supremacist remark, even though Trump is condemned on multiple occasions, and if you actually look at the transcript, Trump did disavow. He said, yeah, tell me a group. And they said, white supremacy. He said, yeah, tell me a group. Because if you think about it, folks, everybody on the right has been identified as a white supremacist at one point or another. So when Trump goes, yeah, tell me who to disavow. And they didn't give him. Then the Proud Boys came up. Foolish. But that was a got you question that came out of nowhere. The idea that was brought up in regards to the mail-in ballots, that's another narrative. Trump will not give in to a peaceful transition of power. Why won't he just say this and all this other stuff? By the way, with the white supremacist stuff, the Biden campaign foolishly, of course, it's the Biden campaign, foolishly put out a tweet this morning connecting Kyle Rittenhouse to white supremacy, which I know people have been saying it in the media, but now it's in print. Now it is in print on an ad. So I expect Rittenhouse's lawyer should go after Biden for an absolute smear, because Rittenhouse may be a lot of things, but he's not a white supremacist. But that's the point. Everybody on the right is a white supremacist. So when President Trump asks for a specific group and they kind of just go, white supremacy. And that's now he won't condemn white supremacists, even though Joe Biden, one of the many lies he said, Antifa, it's an idea. That idea has cost about $1 billion in damage this summer. Yeah, Chris Wallace didn't really find the time to ask Joe Biden to expand on that. A lot of things that Joe Biden said were kind of just left in the air, if you will. And if I was Trump, I would have been upset too. I would have been a little frustrated too. Now, to Wallace's credit, Only when it was dropped in front of his lap, the Green New Deal remark is probably the most poignant, where within the span of 30 seconds, Joe was for the Green New Deal before he was against it and then for it. Which, by the way, if you go to the Joe Biden website, he's for it. The law enforcement aspect, which we'll talk about. Trump won two parts. Law enforcement, he absolutely won the law enforcement part. He won the economy as well, despite the... I got C's in macro and microeconomics, but I've never heard of a K-shaped recovery, right? Is that like a dog whistle for white supremacists? I don't know what that is. But I really don't. But the economy, law and order, and parts of the Supreme Court is where Trump clearly had an advantage to the point where the other two couldn't really push back. But like I said, we're going to get into all this. The show is called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You tell me which one is which. 844-527-8723. On the other side of this, we're going to get into the cage fight, or the mud brawl that was last night's debate, here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com, the last live radio station standing. Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Coming to you from the Republic of Texas, it's your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and a narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723, CrusadeChannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T, username, password, email, and you're good to go. Check it out. We got about 73 people hanging out in there, so that's a pretty good time. It is the only social media, you know, to be social in. CrusadeChannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. This segment of the program is brought to you by longtime sponsor McClure Tables, M-C-C-L-U-R-E Tables.com, maker of the finest shuffleboard tables in the world. Right now, they have in-stock, ready-to-ship tables. You check them out at McClureTables.com. They offer free delivery, nationwide setup as well, and they have a bunch of different series to choose from. The Arts and Crafts series, Traditional series, and Vintage series, to name a few. All McClure table boards and their shuffleboard playing surfaces are made with hand-selected premium-grade cuts of Michigan hard maple in their 30,000-square-foot facility located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can give them a call as well, 844-579-2922. And you can talk to the people, the good people, who have supported the Crusade since the beginning at McClureTables.com. Please do business with those who do business with us, McClureTables.com. So, of course, what are we saying? What are we hearing? What's the narrative? Joe won last night because he was more presidential. Well, we have just found footage or video has surfaced of Joe Biden this morning in Cleveland trying to give a rousing speech to capitalize on the supposed momentum that Joe Biden acquired last night. This is from Fox News. Take a listen to the guy that everybody is telling you, quote unquote, won last night's debate.
And here comes the train that he tried to make sure didn't continue to run. No, that's the commuter. All right. No, that's what. But folks, look.
Choo-choo. The choo-choo train come down the tracks. Now it's never going to come back. Like, what are you doing, man? Dude, I mean, I have ADD, but that guy makes me look like an absolute stoic scholar.
That's the guy everybody's telling you won last night. I'm surprised the guy actually went outside today, considering they had to shut that thing down last night. Chris Wallace shut that bad boy down right at the end. There was no closing argument. There was nothing. He's like, all right, good night. It's like somebody told Chris Wallace, you need to end this thing because Joe Biden's about to lose it. And as I said yesterday on the Bear Brief on the Crusade channel, Joe was going to start off strong. And then he was going to kind of just fade as the night continues. His strongest area was COVID, because that's where everybody kind of got this idea that he was kind and that he cared about you, because he's trying to scare the crap out of seniors. He's trying to scare seniors into voting for him instead of Trump. Throwing around the 200,000 people dead mark and all of these other things. One problem Joe has, and Clay Travis noticed this last night in the breakdown, Joe needs to get away from numbers. He needs to stop trying to throw out numbers. He always, 100% of the time, misstates them. He needs to stick to the generalities. They're easy to remember. They're easy to push across. Once you start getting into hard numbers or any kind of statement of fact, quote unquote, from them, he gets lost very easy on those. And that's where you could see him kind of running around the board. But I said yesterday, nobody's going to win from this. Both sides are going to get what they want. And really the biggest loser in this entire thing had to be Chris Wallace. Had to be Chris Wallace, because the man looked like he didn't have any idea what was going on. He's chuckling with Joe Biden at one point. And so there's two things. Biden won and Trump is unpresidential, even though they're ignoring Biden telling Trump to shut up and you're the way, all the little hissy fit snarky attitude that turns people off. All right. Biden's behavior is passive aggressive behavior during the debate. Will not endear himself to many people outside of the Trump derangement syndrome sycophants. We have breaking news from the Epoch Times. Governor Whitmer, yes, that's right, folks, in the great state of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, the stepmother nobody likes, has extended Michigan's state of emergency through October 27th. That's right. Saying that the economic and social harms posed by the pandemic remain, quote unquote, widespread and severe. So you people in Michigan are going to have to take another month, essentially, of COVID-19 lockdowns because your stepmom is not very happy with you. I mean, I can't really say anything. Stepdad here in Texas, Greg Abbott, has not let us up because we're not being good little boys and girls. So Governor Whitmer is continuing to do the same thing in Michigan because fear, right? Because that's the thing, fear. But we have this article from the American Thinker that talks about the first presidential debate was a cage fight. I think we need to be careful by saying first presidential debate, because I'm with Mike Church. I don't know if there's going to be a second one. There is enough good, I don't want to say goodwill, but there were enough positive moments from Biden's time on the stage yesterday that his campaign team thinks they can just roll with that for the rest of the election, citing COVID, unsafe conditions, all kinds of other nonsense. I would not be surprised. So we got to be concerned or just keep in mind that this may be the only debate out there. So this is from the American Thinker's Janice Shaw Krause. Before the first presidential debate, the consensus was that it would be a consequential event. This debate matters. This election matters, as they always say. Others talked about there being a quote-unquote big deal in a historic moment. Obviously, both candidates approached the debate knowing the significance of their performances. Both were ready and raring to go. I don't know if Biden was raring to go. He was just alive, right? He had the Pulp Fiction adrenaline shot.